listening to Area 54 with Tim and Mike, music for the future.
Thank you. future sound of chill with Area 54.
Time is a social institution and not a physical reality.
I sell music in the days and I run a beer yard at nights. And I play music from 7:30 right back to 4, 5, 5:30, 6:30 in the morning.
You're up
so I'm with it. Look at my teeth. You see music on it. I live music and I speak music. Music is my occupation. Music on my teeth.
Today, tomorrow, it's always a good day for Area 54.
We'll be right back.
takes my eye.
And composure.
Band's called Ralph Myers, and song's called Something New. It was SSP edit of that song off the album Supersonic Pulse. I don't know why I just
Ralph
did that.
Ralph Myers, he's been around forever.
He is, yeah. Is this a new album, Mike?
Well, it's a couple years old now.
A couple years ago.
He kind of went from being more electronic to going rock and roll to now being more, you know, kind of a little more housey.
Yeah. Well, he's always had a little of everything anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Baggy Raiders before that did a song called Shooting Stars, DJ Jose. Another song is, song's called Music on My Teeth. It's featuring Jose Gonzalez. You might recognize Jose Gonzalez because he's a pretty unique voice. It's off the album Knock Knock. Little Dragon did a song called Best Friends. It's off the album Sway Daisy. And we promised that we would play some songs off the new album of Beach House. New album's called Seven. We played a song for you called Black Car. Kind of a departure.
Yeah, but there's so much music on that album. We're going to keep playing music off.
Let's just do it. Book of Shade started off the whole set. Really good album of theirs, too, as well. Album's called Galvany Street. Play a song called All of This and Nothing.
Book of Shade just released a new album that just wanted to go back to their old sound, which is there's only like two vocal songs on there. The rest of it's more the older style Book of Shade instrumental club type music, long songs, you know, like the 6-7 minute songs.
Sure.
So it's, they wanted to go back to like being in the club. I actually like Galvany Street because it was more of a collaboration album, different vocalists on the album.
Yeah.
A little more accessible maybe to most people. Definitely, you know, shorter numbers and easier to play on the radio.
Yeah, and then just and then go repeat another album of repetitious stuff we won't play. It's fine. Good to put it on another album.
They are really good at making repetitious club music, though. Yeah, it's in their German heritage, right?
It is. So they can't get it
out of them.
They had to get each one out of their system. Yeah, I'm glad they put it on separate albums. I won't buy that album.
You won't like that album.
Probably not.
All right. All right, here's an album we both do like. We're going back in time here. Tim's got an album from Bent queued up. We're going to play a song off of the Everlasting Blink called King Wisp. Let's check it out.